Dr. Brian Wisenden and his students sit in front of the Detroit Lakes Fish Hatchery waiting for a state tank truck loaded with walleye fingerlings to show up. As workers back the vehicle into a stall, Dr. Wisenden and his crew spring into action. Rubber containers are filled with water. Oxygen is then pumped into the containers to make sure the fish will survive the 45-minute drive back to the Minnesota State University Moorhead campus.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Finally, 50 walleyes, ranging from 6 to 8 inches in length, are transported by handheld nets into the containers, loaded, and driven back to the Moorhead campus and their new home in Dr. Wisenden's lab. All of this effort is part of an experiment to determine if young walleyes can be taught to use their sense of smell to avoid predators in the wild. If successful, Dr. Wisenden believes the survival rate of fingerlings, fish that are stocked in lakes, will rise. This could mean lowering the cost of keeping catchable populations of fish in lakes. Better populations of catchable fish mean more anglers and tourism dollars pouring into walleye country. Dr. Wisenden has done research that shows some fish, like minnows, have an alarm cell in their skin. When attacked, the cell releases a signal or a scent. This acts like an alarm bell to other minnows that a predator is in the area.
For example, minnows can smell not only the predator, but the diet of the predator. When they smell a predator, they know not only that it's, you know, a pike or something, but they can tell what that pike has been eating lately.
Wisenden says besides minnows having a great sense of smell, they're quick learners.
But at the same time, they learn to associate fear or an anti-predator response with anything else they encounter at the same time. So if they encounter both the skin extract and the predator odor at the same time, they learn to associate fear with the predator odor. And this association, this pairing, takes only one exposure for them to learn that, just one time.
Wisenden says research indicates that while walleyes don't share the same genetic makeup as minnows, they do react to the chemical or scent release of other walleyes when attacked by a predator.
So what we're trying to do is see if we can use this research that has been quietly being done on minnows now for a number of years to see if we can apply it to this walleye situation where we take naive walleye, train them to be afraid of pike odor, which is a dominant predator, and see if that training translates into increased survival once they're stocked into the big lakes.
Wisenden concedes there are a lot of ifs remaining to be answered, and that tracking the success of the theory in the wild will be difficult. But the potential rewards has gotten the attention of state officials across the Great Lakes. Dave Friedall is the area fisheries manager for the Detroit Lakes District in Minnesota.
It could equate to more fish being available to anglers and more fish being available to the population, making a stronger, healthier population. So sure, exactly measuring those will be difficult. He may be able to do his experiment and show that they are learning this and they are avoiding predators, but what that's actually going to mean in the lake might be difficult to measure.
If the project shows that walleyes can be trained to avoid predators in stocking ponds before being stocked in lakes, it could reduce the cost of the stocking program. Wildlife managers say higher survival rates of fingerlings in the wild mean for more fish for the same amount of money. It could also mean more fish for anglers, which in turn means more business for resort owners and other tourist-related businesses across the Great Lakes. Dr. Wisenden says if preliminary experiments in the lab are successful, the next step will be to do a field test sometime next year. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bob Rehan.